This is Desiree Scales and Sander Bean with
how you doing?
Our first intro together with the High Velocity Business Radio X. And Kevin is here with us as well.
As usual. Well, welcome, guys. You guys getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Sander, what are you cooking?
Oh, the normal turkey. I'm hoping my wife's going to cook it. I'm going to try to avoid that as much as possible.
Well, in our house, we believe in the gospel of the big green egg.
All those things are awesome.
Yes, we will be smoking that turkey. And speaking of family, Sander and I both have our families here today in the studio with us.
Very brave. You mean they don't tune in every Tuesday to listen live to you?
Yeah, they sure. Not really.
They're in school.
Yeah, we've got the girls all here with us, and my husband's here. So it's kind of a family affair today. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, very festive.
Yes, and speaking of fun, we've got Mr. John Fay here from Northwestern Mutual. And John, how are you doing today?
I'm great.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Always.
Yeah?
Always. If we could have Thanksgiving every month, I think everybody would be happy.
Oh, okay.
Happier.
There you go. And Matt Turner, we've got from Atkins Security Systems. Hey, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So let's talk about security, but, you know, financial security.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
That's your intro, John.
I love it. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it from there. So I'm a financial security planner, and financial security planning is, I don't think people hear that term very often, but financial security planning addresses the risks to business owners and families, and we're going to talk about financial security for business owners today. It's a smaller niche, but it's a more complex niche, and my purpose is to deliver financial security planning through conversation and education. Mm-hmm. It's a very consultative approach instead of a transactional approach. People don't buy this online, right? They want to interact with someone to understand, hey, what are my goals in my business? How does it affect me personally? Mm-hmm. And what are things we need to think about as my business grows? Because our businesses are dynamic, our lives are dynamic, so you don't need static planning.
Right.
So how did you start this practice anyway at Northwestern?
So my background is I have a civil engineering degree from Georgia Tech, and I was in commercial construction for 14 years. And I loved planning. I loved solving problems and working with others. And in my late 20s, early 30s, the entrepreneurial bug hit me, and I didn't know if construction was the right fit long term. And my wife and I were already policyholders with Northwestern Mutual. We knew it was a great company, and I had an opportunity to learn more about it. And so Northwestern presented me with the opportunity to start my own practice. And that just means I can build a practice and work with the people that want my help over time. And I really bring my construction background to play because I relate businesses and our lives to any construction project. You have the most control at the start of a job.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Makes
if
sense.
You wait... Mm-hmm. It takes more time and money to achieve the same result if you have to make changes or respond. And our lives are the same. Today is the start of your project, effectively. Take control of it, plan, and it's going to improve your chances of success. So that's what I love to talk about when I meet with my business owners because that's the truth. And you know, I work with a lot of people in construction still, and so that resonates with them. But I just think it's a fair statement for everybody.
So you said that you and your wife were Northwestern Mutual policyholders. Mm-hmm. So there was something about the company that intrigued you enough to go after, you know, actually working with them. What was it? What was it about the company?
So Northwestern Mutual is over 155 years old.
Wow.
And in the world of insurance companies, they're top. They're AAA rated. Mm-hmm. They're great reputation. They're financially strong, not just stable, but strong.
Right.
And they're a mutual company. And the mutuality means that there's no shareholders. After Northwestern pays its bills and sets up a safe surplus, the rest is redistributed back to the policy owners. And that's a differentiator in the market of, hey, a company has to perform for people that are investing in it. This company has to perform by protecting its policyholders.
Right.
Right. So that was very appealing. And the process of meeting the people at Northwestern Mutual, I work for Northwestern Mutual Goodwin Wright. It's just a great team in Atlanta. And they spent time to get to know me and to get to know my wife. And then they said, hey, John and Cameron, we want to be part of our firm, whether it's now or 2 years down the road. And that was unique to us. It felt like they were interested in us and not me producing. And at that point in time, we knew it was clear. I was 32, second kid on the way. My wife and I wanted to go ahead and do this now instead of being in my 40s when it may have been tougher to do. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely the right time.
Yeah, it's always hard to make that pivot in career, especially when you've gotten down a ways. You always feel like, well, geez, is this the right, are you going to lose time by coming around and doing something else? I can relate to that.
And you worry about that. It was the fear of change for me. It was I'm getting out of construction, which I have control over.
Right.
To something that I don't know if I have any control over this.
Yeah.
Right? But it was the right move, and it's been a blast.
That's great. So what are the primary risks to business owners that they need to really watch out for, and how do you address those?
Okay. Well, it's a great question. Business owners are in a unique position because they have to protect their business and they have to set up benefits to protect their own families. Right? There's no corporate layer of benefits. And when we're talking about financial security planning, that's the risk of dying too soon, mm-hmm. becoming sick or injured. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's primarily life insurance planning and disability insurance planning. And there's a lot of that. So as a business owner, one example is if, let's say I have in a company, I'm 50% owner with another business partner. As we grow our business, we're the value of the business.
Right.
Right? And that happens for a while. That may be 10 years into the business. And the first couple of years, you're just working and you don't know what's going on. You're not thinking about risk management. You're like, how do we pay the bills, right?
Right.
And how do we grow this business? Well, in that two to four year mark, as things stabilize, you start thinking, well, if there's a divorce and it's not a death or disability, it's we don't like each other anymore.
Right.
What's the formal agreement to get out? So just at that layer, every business should have an operating agreement mm-hmm. that sets up terms for what happens if there's a divorce, what happens if something worse happens, someone dies. Because mm-hmm. what the problem exists is that, let's say, Sandra, you and I are business partners. If you die, okay, I have to be liquid enough to buy out your wife because I don't think she wants to be in business with me. I mean, I like her. I don't really know her actually, but I like her. And she's looking for something in return for y'all's half of the value of the business.
Right.
Yeah.
Business owners don't have that much liquidity. Mm-hmm. If let's say the business is valued at $1 million, I don't have $500,000 to buy. That just doesn't sit out there most times.
Right.
And that's a big problem mm-hmm. because you may have the agreement, but how is it funded? And you do it through life insurance. Now, the next layer, because insurance exists because it's very efficient. For a very, very small premium, you can generate a lot of income.
Yeah.
Right?
When you need it.
Right. Right? In a bad situation, because the insurance is also there to create financial flexibility. In a very bad time, whether it's a premature death or disability, mm-hmm. you've got other things to worry about, and you don't want finances to be your pinch. You've got emotional issues. You've got business viability issues. How are we going to keep this business going? Because I still have to run it, but I've lost half of its value. So the disability side is even worse because there's still a mouth to feed.
Right.
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 But you still have the same breakup rules.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be out of the business permanently, how do I buy out your estate and vice versa? Now, disabilities are different because a disability can last for 90 days, which is a short-term disability.
Mm-hmm.
Which those are self-fundable and typically don't ruin the business.
Right.
But if someone's out for 18 months, that affects the performance of the business. And the disability buyout plan helps you generate income to buy out the other partner's estate. If once you know it, that person's not going to get any better.
Gotcha.
So those are two key ones.
It's funny because Matt and I are looking at each other. You know, I work with my husband in the business, and Matt works with his wife in his business. And so, you know, these are things
that's
you
got to
think about. Right. Yeah. That is the reality. Interesting. Yeah,
it gets you thinking pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So interesting. So, you know, where should they find advice? I mean, we go to the internet. This is what... Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're taught to do. Go Google it. Go find advice. Why should somebody work with you, for instance?
Well, I think everybody needs a custom plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the info you get on anywhere is very good info, but it's basic info, and it's built and it's published to appeal to the masses, right, to give you general ideas.
Yeah.
But not every business is the same. Business owners aren't the same age. There's more than sometimes two business owners. You need to sit down with someone that is going to take the time to understand the business. What's important to you? right? Just because something's important to you doesn't mean it's important to your business partner or for me.
Right.
And through that conversation, really build a list of what's most important and let's tackle that first. And, you know, I think what I like to tell my clients is that my time is really free for y'all. I say that because I want to work with my clients for a long period of time, and I want them to understand that they can come and talk to me and ask questions and get info. That doesn't mean there has to be a sale or a transaction, but it's going to steer them in the right direction. And it's going to steer them to other partners that I may not be the expert at, but you need to talk to your CPA about that. You need to go see this attorney because they need to draft that operating agreement for you. And that's what people are looking for. So
those are some of those other advisors out there.
Very important to business owners that they need to work closely with. And that team needs to work well together, right? Knowing that we are our client's advocate as opposed to just a cog in the wheel. You know, they need to do what we say. Well, we need to do what they need us to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes back to, Sander, knowing, you know, who your customer is. And in your business, you really, you know, become very close to your customers because when they're going through a tough time, I mean, like you said before, it's a very emotional experience.
Yeah, and you hope that nobody ever needs the stuff I help them plan around.
Yeah.
Right?
But you're part of the core team if something bad happens.
Yeah. And what I want business owners and families I work with to realize, like, once we address your current risks, don't dwell on it. I think people stew on those things where, man, I know I need to get life insurance. Oh, we need to have an operating agreement. Let's do it, resolve it, because then you can focus all your energy on making money and building the business and fun things that you want to talk about.
Right.
But I'll call you next year and we'll say, let's see, hey, is the business grown? Do you have a key person? Is there a new person integral to the business that they go away, you need to somehow come up with a lot of capital to replace what they do? Mm-hmm. Those are things that pop over time that may not be there in the initial stages, but they will happen over time. If you're a business owner, now you actually get to pay yourself something, right, instead of reinvesting the business.
Right.
How do we protect that income with long-term disability insurance? Because the business won't pay you if you're no longer involved in making money because you're sick. They got to go take that income and give it to another key person to go sell for you.
So if a business brings on employees, how does that change the dynamic of what you do, or does it? Do you primarily work with the owners, or?
So I work with the owners in terms of protecting the business entity.
Right.
Okay? But as they add employees, scale helps things. And if you look for a business owner, they also have to provide employee benefits.
Right.
A lot of the employee benefit plans include group disability, which helps the business owner. Right. But it sheds a lot of moral obligation, actually, when you have employees that get sick.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they're to be taken care of through the business.
Yeah. Matt knows that. You've got how many employees do you have, Matt, in Atkins?
I believe we have 16 or 17 right
now. Yeah. So, it's a big group.
Yeah. You're past that very startup stage, but you have a core group of people that you really care about.
Definitely.
I mean, so that becomes integral. So who are my key employees? Who are people that may buy the business for me down the road, business continuation, succession planning?
Right.
How do I take care of them in the meantime? Okay. So I align with other partners at Northwestern Mutual Goodwin, right? We have Northwestern Benefits Corporation, which is a great consultative health insurance brokerage and consulting firm. We have a 401k specialist. I mean, so there's, again, if it's not me, it's a guy that I can align with.
Yeah.
To say, hey, let's make sure we're taking care of you in your best interest as you grow and you add employees.
And that's part of what Northwestern can do because of its mass and size and scope is it brings in these other – not only you as an expert to help somebody, then you can bring other people in as need be. When, as a business owner like Matt or Desiree or myself comes to you and says, hey, you know, how do I – you know, I'm bringing on employees. How do I offer a 401k
exactly.
this year?
Exactly. Here's our 401k specialist that goes all over the country seeing people.
Wow.
Right? And sometimes – there's not a good alignment. Sometimes the group is too small, right? And that may be something I handle internally, or we need to go to a trusted partner in the health insurance benefit side that does a group that 10 people or smaller. But we'll find you the right person because we vetted them out instead of saying, well, go Google it, right? Like we are in the world.
Like we all do.
Right. Yes. That's where we're at. But we're in the world where we need more than just a web page to know right from wrong and who's trusted.
Yeah.
We need word of mouth and our network and people that do this on a regular basis to really feel confident going into it that, you know, I'm not worried that they're going to take advantage of me or do something for a sale.
Right.
Yeah. Something that's important, you really I mean, you have to rely on a little bit more than just what you see on the internet, I guess.
So, you know, how often do people and business owners have to assess the plan? You said yearly. Is that about right?
I would say annually is a great conversation.
Okay.
Because you can see a business owner go from 500,000 revenue to $1.5 million in a year. That happens all the time.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it doesn't mean that there's something to act on every year.
Right.
And even if there is something to act on, sometimes business owners say, listen, I can't process this right now.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm aware of it. I know my risk. Mm-hmm. Let's do it in January.
Right.
Great. At least we have something to aim at instead of being arbitrary and, okay, we'll figure it out later. You know, like, that's what I want my clients to know is that they've talked about it, they acknowledge it, and they can go from there.
So what would be the first step if somebody is listening out there and they're thinking to themselves, oh boy, you know, we've had our business for X number of years, we've never really thought about this. Mm-hmm. What's the first step that they need to take? Besides calling you, of course, right?
You beat me to it. No, they need to have a good conversation of what if we got divorced?
Yeah.
What happens if there's a premature death or we got sick? Mm-hmm. And talk about those things out loud to each other.
Okay. All right? So have the conversation, business owner to business owner. Gotcha.
Yeah, and say, you know, quote unquote, we love each other.
Right.
We're never going to break up.
Yeah.
You're right. But you need to make it clean, because if it's not clean and in writing, it gets messy for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And it gets more expensive than it needs to be. Whether it's legal fees, fighting between estates, whether it's a fire sale to come up with enough liquidity to buy out the other estate, and you're liquidating all your 401k and paying penalty, there's no need for that, right? So if it's important to you, have the conversation, and then enlist experts to help you, a great attorney to draft the document, right. A great planner to ask you some more questions that are more custom and not just the basics like we just mentioned,
mm-hmm. Right?
And work on building a plan. It's not going to happen overnight, but it can be accomplished in a couple of months. You know, and on your time frame.
You know, so has technology changed the basic concepts of what you do? How has it changed what you do?
So what I do is still pretty basic,
mm-hmm.
Right? Technology helps to maybe spread the ideas more efficiently, but the science of it, meaning, hey, how do we protect each other, is very fundamental. And I think that's a testament to Northwestern Mutual being 155-plus years old.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like, they've seen the Great Depression. They've seen world wars. And they're still doing what they're really, really good at.
Yeah.
And so technology is amazing, and it helps me connect better, because mm-hmm. I can work with people all over the country and see them face-to-face and email documents.
Right.
But that doesn't change what they need or what they want. It just maybe helps get us there quicker.
Well, but as far as you just mentioned, John, as far as finding customers, your customer base could look like anybody anywhere in the country.
Correct.
Right?
Very much so.
And so are your clients everywhere?
Okay. Yeah, everywhere. California, Maine, Louisiana.
You've got every corner.
Yeah, I try to, right?
That's great.
And I think I'm proud of the fact that I work on a basis of I meet people that I've been introduced to.
Right.
And that just strengthens the connection, because like we said, you want to work with somebody that someone will vouch for, that other person in that introduction. And that's how I've built my business over the last 3 years, and how I want to continue to build my business, is because people say, you know, you're going to find someone that you can work with for a long time with John Fay. He's going to listen to you, and he's going to take care of what you say is most important.
So does that how it generally works for you, is that you get a referrals mm-hmm. from, and then somebody yep. will know somebody
yep.
perhaps in another corner of the country?
Oh, yeah, a corner of the country or Atlanta. You know, there's 6 million people in Atlanta.
Yeah.
There's actually surprisingly low market penetration for what I do in Atlanta, which is great.
Is that right?
Yeah,
interesting.
Very, very low market. And there's just a lot of – think about 6 million people. There's going to be a lot of businesses that are just running and gunning. They're not planning.
Yeah, well, I've learned something today.
I know. Yeah,
right? I mean, it's amazing. So what I tell the people I work with, and even the people that aren't clients, when talking about introductions, you don't have to know they need me. It's not about that. It's mm-hmm. about that you know that they have something to protect and are working hard, and that you want them to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And so when I call that person, I don't assume they need me, but I do assume that they're awesome, and I want to get to know them, and they should know me. So when that opportunity arises, we can be resources for each other. And that's the beauty of the way I want to work it now and for as long as people let me do this.
Right. All right. So how do people find you online?
So online, it's www.john-fay.com.
Okay.
And that's my website. It's very basic, but it gives you the essence of what we talked about today and what my practice is all about. And we talked about business owners today, but that I do a lot of work with individuals and families. Mm-hmm. They have their own little family business, right? And, you know, their income is their biggest asset. They got to protect that. They got to do those same things.
Right.
But I love working in both spaces. But the website's there.
Okay.
My cell phone, 404-966-7474. Call me. And just love to hear, you know, your story. If you've got a story, everybody does. And what's on your mind?
That's great. Well, thanks for sharing that information with us today. I mean, I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of people out there who haven't yet thought about what we're talking about. And we're all looking at each other going, yeah, that's something we need to talk to John about after we're done with the show.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
It's all good.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. All right. So next up, we've got Matt Turner from Atkins Security Systems. So we're still talking security, but physical. You know, security. We go from.
I love the segue. It's so great.
Was that good?
Yeah.
I know.
Perfect.
That's why I get paid the big bucks. <That's right. laughs> So, anyway, we're talking about real security for your home and for your commercial building. Welcome, Matt.
Hi.
Wait, I didn't mean that. That was kind of funny, actually. Welcome, Matt. Get it?
Welcome, Matt. That's nice. I like that.
Sorry, Matt.
Haven't heard that one before.
All right. So you guys are celebrating a big anniversary this year.
Yes, ma'am. 30 years.
I can't believe it. That's great. And, you know, that says a lot about your company. I know you're a local company. Mm-hmm. You guys are based in Woodstock, Georgia.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about those 30 years. You know, what's gone into 30 years? Why do you think you guys have reached that milestone?
Well, I believe personally it's the customer service.
Right.
It's the, like you were saying, like John was saying, with the referrals. That's what's kept us alive. We're a small fish in a huge pond, in an ocean. And, you know, when you're going up against the national companies that have the accounts behind them, the money behind them, the marketing machines that they are,
right.
You got to do something else. And that's what we do.
Right.
Customer service. You call our phone line, you're going to get us on the phone. You know, we're there to try to help you instead mm-hmm. of just make you a number. I think that's the big thing.
Right, exactly. So what makes you different than the other fish in the sea?
Well, basically, like I was saying, the customer service, mm-hmm. training. We do a lot of training with our employees. We actually have 3 low voltage licenses. Some of our competitors don't even have any. So it's a big thing to, you know, to keep those certifications up and right. make sure when you do an installation, you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about those certifications. What does that mean, and why is it so important?
Well, basically what it means is you've invested the time to do well at what you do. And let's face it, it's electronics.
Yeah.
It's people's. This is people's lives we're talking about and their belongings. It's not just slapping some devices on a wall and saying, here you go. You know, because if it doesn't work, who failed? I failed.
Right.
You know, and that's the big thing, you know, and it's kind of funny how John and I are parallel here because he was saying, you know, the customization, that's what we do. You know, I don't want to just sell you anything. I want to come out and meet with you like I did
right.
your own house.
We're
you know?
A customer of yours, yeah. as a matter of fact, yes.
And because when I leave, I want to know that I did it the right way rather than just gave somebody a false sense of security. So.
Yeah.
The other interesting parallel that I'm seeing here between what you and John are saying is that your services, hopefully, no one ever really needs it.
Yeah.
But when it's needed, it has to work. And it has to work in a way that's going to be flawless and it's going to take care of the customer.
Exactly. I mean, there's a life at stake, and there's also, like I said, the property.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't ever want anybody to have to use it either. But
exactly,
if they need it.
But you know, it's peace of mind. Both of you are selling peace of mind, really. You know, when it comes down to it at the end of the day.
Definitely. You know, like with our systems, I want you to lay down at night and know that if something does happen, you'll at least be able to react to it.
Right. Exactly. Yep. So what you know, I'm going to get into this because I love technology. Sandra loves technology.
Here it comes.
Yes, I know.
Please.
What are you using in this day and age to think out of the box and be and use the internet? I mean, I think that's fascinating that people can now go to the internet or use, you can't see this, but I'm holding up my iPhone, to secure their homes, turn on the system, can turn off the system and control it with my iPhone. How cool is that? My smartphone.
It's awesome. I mean, and what's the biggest change in our industry is being able to do that, to be able to come into the new age. People don't even understand that even a few years ago, everything was still analog, you know, so you were still having to go over POTS lines and people were wanting to get rid of them. And now the fact that we have cellular monitoring, we have IP monitoring, you can do both. Like you said, you have iPhone control where you can unlock doors, turn on your thermostats. It's nice.
Is that what customers are asking for now? When you talk about customization,
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And do you find that there are some customers that want that more than others that, you know, it just probably the nerds like me?
Well, that and the fact that it has to be – it's beneficial to that person.
Well, I was going to say, because you're going to have some folks out there that don't really know about that technology. Do you try to talk them into it or do you really wait until they're ready?
Well, basically, that's what we do. We go out and have that meeting with them, and if you have to just kind of feel them out to find out what do you want out of the system. You know, do you want somebody to break the glass out and it just, you know, lets you know?
Right.
Do you want to be able to have this control of the system?
Right.
I have it on my house. Mm-hmm. You know, I have cameras. I like all of it. You know,
right.
So of course, this is what I do, so
right.
I should have it.
Right. You got to test the system, right?
Exactly. I got to know what works and what doesn't.
See if the deer are going to make the motion detector go off.
Exactly. And especially where we're at.
To what level are people aware that these things can even be done? I mean, is that still?
Well, I will say this. With the national companies, if you notice, all their marketing is going to that now.
Yeah.
So it's almost like we actually get a feed off of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're marketing it. But when they call us, they're asking us for those things.
Hey, do you have that thing I saw? Yeah.
Exactly.
And they'd rather work with you because you're their trusted advisor.
Exactly.
Kind of the same model that what John was talking about earlier, too.
Yeah. And then when they call my office, we're going to answer. You know, I think that's a huge thing.
Right.
I know personally when I have to call one of the people that I do business with and I have to sit on the phone for an hour, I'm not real happy about it. So I can only understand that that's the way it is, and that's why we answer that phone quickly. So
right. So talk about some of the challenges you guys have faced in the last, 30 years, even in the last 10 years. What challenges do you see in your business?
Well, it could be a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we were going and setting records every year in sales, and then 5 years ago, everything just plummeted.
Right.
You know, so we had to look at the situation. We had to say, we had to, I guess you could say, punt. You know, had to punt the ball and go on defense for a while and figure out where's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's none of your doing, you know, you have to just roll with it and hopefully that you come out the other end.
Right.
And that's what we've done. So, and I think that customer service is what got us through.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it did.
Yeah, you hear stories about that in many different industries, where it seems like what's happened as we've been through this recovery, recession, and now recovery is that what the people who've come out the other end have really been all about customer service. And there's been tons of books, it seems like, written about that kind of thing. And just focus on the customer. And that's...
Well...
Yeah.
And, you know, looking at social media and how some brands are using it to sell, when they really need to talk to the customer about awareness, like safety awareness, preventing the problems before they happen. Talk to us about that. We were sitting there, Sander, in the lobby, and I was checking in on Foursquare, and Matt said, that's one of the things I tell people not to do. So let's talk about internet security.
Because now they know you're not at home.
No.
And you've announced on the radio that you've got your family in the room, so unless you've got a big dog at home.
Yes, but our alarm system's on.
That's right. And if it isn't, you can turn it on right now.
That's right. I think I'll do that. No. Whatever.
With the Foursquare, I mean, it's one of those things. Any type of site that you go on that possibly will give away your location, your current location, you know, you kind of want to limit it, you know, as much as you can.
And a lot of people don't know this, but Twitter actually has a setting that you can give away your location of your tweets. And, you know, you have to turn that off in the settings. Anything that you tweet from your phone or post from your phone will give away your location. So
take a picture.
Right.
Take a picture on your phone and send it to somebody or whatever. They can see. They can go on there if you don't have it turned
off. See, girls, I'm glad you're here. See? My girls sitting over there. I've got one tweeting pictures already from the studio.
There you go.
But that's something that they don't think about. It, you know, all of us, I think even the adults don't think about that.
I never did. You know, this is something that had to be brought up to me as well, you know.
Wow.
I mean, we're all learning, so.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what about some consumer tips with around their alarm system, around your, you know, if somebody doesn't have a lot of money to invest, mm-hmm. for instance, in an alarm system, what can they do to stay safe?
Well, there's a ton of options. There's mm-hmm. a ton of different ways. You can always start with a small system, you know, a smaller basic system, and in just about every one of them you can actually build onto.
Gotcha.
So they're scalable.
Gotcha.
You don't have to go full bore. And a lot of times when I go out and I meet with somebody about a home automation system, you know, I have to almost kind of talk them down a little, because you mm-hmm. don't want them to just go spend a lot of money
right.
and get something and then them go, well, I really don't think I needed that. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd rather them kind of grow with it. That's what I've done at my house. So
really?
I didn't just go full bore. I went and had to do it in stages, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, and talk to us about the monitoring, because you've got the system in place, but then you need a service to actually monitor the system so that if the alarm goes off, and let me tell you, when you get an alarm system, you forget it's there. We had that alarm system going off, I think, at least twice a week when we first got it, you know, in our house. These false alarms, we'd open the door and forget in the morning that it was armed.
Yeah.
But
well, it's not a false alarm.
Okay.
It was an alarm.
It was an alarm, right.
So it worked, but I tell a lot of customers that. I say, you're going to set it off.
You know,
it happens. It happens to me. I've done it, you know, even after all these years. So.
But how cool is it, you know, after the alarm goes off that you get that phone call and, you know that somebody's watching you and watching the system and saying, hey, are you okay? You know, that's
exactly.
It's peace of mind.
It's not a bad thing to mm-hmm. set it off, because then you at least get that feeling.
It works.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you should test it anyway, so maybe that's a good way to test it.
Yeah. Well, we tend to once in a while.
So. We all do.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. You know, you're talking about technology here. I'm guessing that there's a lot of different ways to handle that customer service, and I'm sure that people look for labor arbitrage and all sorts of other ways to handle that. I mean, how does that differ between companies, and what does it mean, you think, to customers?
Well, most of our customer service is still through the standard, just phone line, or email. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of email. We do that now. We do have some people that follow our, like our Twitter or LinkedIn.
Right.
So, but we're still kind of, still doing it with the old phone call. So,
yeah, I think that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But with the system that you have, I know it's kind of neat, because I can see on my phone when the alarm goes off, I get an email, or when it goes off, or when the system's been armed or disarmed. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely see what's going on with my phone. I've got it set up to email me whenever things happen with the system, or if a battery goes dead. That's another thing.
Exactly.
You know, you got to keep up with changing the batteries, just like you do with the fire alarms.
Exactly. The systems have gotten a lot smarter, I guess you mm-hmm. could say.
Right.
A lot more detailed. You can do, like you said, emails. I mean, you could never even thought of that 10 years ago. But
absolutely.
You get emails and kind of helps you stay on top of things. So.
So you guys do commercial systems as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we actually do, fire alarm systems, camera mm-hmm. systems, access control, training room setups with smart boards and things like that.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Anything else we've missed today? I didn't know about the smart boards.
Yeah, we actually do Wi-Fi systems. Mm-hmm. So we can go in and put Wi-Fi throughout buildings. And they're actually integrated. So when you walk from one end of the building to the other, you never drop out. You don't have to keep re-logging in. Those are nice.
Can I get that in my house?
No, I was going to say, I got some dead spots.
You can, and they work great, too.
Wow,
so, yeah.
That's good to know. Are you guys offering any promotions right now?
We are, actually. We're doing, I believe it is a quarter of monitoring free with a hookup. So
okay,
and our monitoring right now on a promotional rate is $17.95 a month.
So right,
for phone line monitoring.
Right, and I read you guys also have for people who refer customers to you, you give them something, right?
Yes, ma'am. We actually give a quarter of monitoring. So
wow,
yeah, keep
great.
That in mind.
That's nice. That's a good savings. So where should we look online to find your company?
It's www.atkins-systems.com.
And you guys said you're on Twitter and LinkedIn. How are you using those tools right now?
Those I'm not sure.
Okay, that's
fine. I actually
have
a lady in the office that handles it. So,
right, yeah. Right.
I'm not up on that yet. So.
That's fine.
She's doing a great job if he doesn't know.
Yeah, right. You don't have to worry about it because she's doing her job.
That's true.
Awesome. All right, Matt. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We covered a lot, didn't we, Sander? A lot about security.
I just like this so much. The security and security.
I
mean,
know.
From your business to your home,
yeah.
From physical to more from intellectual property perspective or a financial perspective.
Well, and think about it. There's so many people who have businesses in their homes. And
that too, yeah.
So they're really, you know, we've covered everything. So business security and then the home that you're working in most of the time.
What else is there?
I hate to say it, but I'm like your target market because me and my wife both work and have our own businesses, and we both work at home.
Yeah,
so
see, and there's
we'll have
a
to
lot
talk
of
afterwards.
Absolutely. All right. Well, great. For High Velocity Business Radio X today, this is Desiree Scales.
And Sander Bean.
Have a great week.